Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audio Boo. The other day there, I recorded an audio basically extolling the Audio Boo app itself on how it can link us up and draw unknown people into your circles, and by doing that, expands your listening, expands your friendship, as it were. So, this short audio is on a similar ilk, and it applies to the DM, direct messaging, or the personal messaging, as I prefer to call it. I think direct messaging is just a wee bit direct. But anyway, I know where they're going with that. So, this morning, or I should say yesterday morning, I received a personal message. One of the first things I do in the morning is to refresh my downcast for my public timeline, and I refresh my Audio Boo app on my iPhone and have a look at the DMs, personal messages that may have come in. I always like to see those. To me, it's a cream on top of everything else if you get personal messages. So yesterday morning, around 10 a.m., I refreshed and I noticed there was one in there from a fantastic guy on Audioboo and a real, real friend. And I mean that in the sincerest form of being a real friend. And I couldn't believe my eyes that had come from him, because he's been off radar for almost 6 months now. And that was Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog. And as soon as I seen it, I thought, this can't be from Paul. It's a mistake, or somehow an old message of his has popped back into my DM timeline, as it were. So before I hit the play button on it, I actually prayed, and I mean this. I actually said, please God, let it be a real a up to date message from Paul and not an old one that's just managed to find its way in there. And as soon as I heard his voice and this first few words, I knew that it was current. And Paul spoke to me for a few minutes, and I absolutely sat enthralled to hear his voice again. Most of you will know that he's had his own problems of late, and it was great to hear from him. And the only reason I heard from him was because he decided he had it within him that day to record not just mine, but a few, or maybe even several, personal messages and send them out to his friends. And I know that because I spoke to Roger Overall, who is the other half of that Business Jazz partnership, but also a very, very dear and close friend to Paul. And I contacted Roger by personal message, and Roger got back to me by personal message, and basically we kind of spoke, as it were, just like on a tennis court where you bat something over, you have to wait and it coming back, but it's still a conversation of sorts. And we just basically discussed, and Roger explained some things to me. And the fact was that it was this system within Audioboo where Paul, who hasn't got it in that moment to speak publicly or do anything publicly, or not just on Audioboo but in other things in his life, but the point that he had this facility within Audioboo to send a personal message or personal messages out, and that way he keeps it confined. It's entirely directional to the person he's sending that out to. No one else can get that message, and he felt comfortable with that. He knew it existed, but he hasn't been using it. And his first real entry back into audio was via this facility of personal messaging, and it was great to hear from him. So what I'm trying to say is, the public timeline is a great place to listen out and speak, listen out for your friends, your followers, and speak to them. But I've always said this, I've said this from the start, that personal messages always mean much more. And to have that availability where Paul could use that and get back to at least some of his close friends and, say what he had to say to each individual and use that method. And he knew that that would be kept as private. So it was great to hear from Paul. It was also great to have another wee blether with Roger. And I just wanted to say that apart from bumming up Audioboo as it is, yes, it has its problems. But this facility of personal messaging, I think, is maybe even possibly underused by some people. It's a great, great means of communication. And in this instance, for me, it was a fantastic morning yesterday morning for me to hear that. And I get personal messages all the time, and I love everyone that comes in, whether short or long, no matter what the subject material is. But when you get a personal message in from one of your followers, one of your friends in particular, on Audioboo, when they actually send your personal message, to me, it's the first thing I reach for. That's what I want to hear first. Because it just, to me, it means so much more. And I do wish that more people would use that facility and have a conversation, as it were. You don't need to reply right away. In fact, most times you don't get a chance to reply right away. But I guess Pilgrim Chris is going to be listening to this and have his own thoughts. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say about Audioboo's personal messaging system and how great it can be and how it could be even greater. Yeah, bye for now.